I am always thinking about marriage. After my 16-bar vows and all-black everything wedding, after a carry over the threshold into a Brooklyn brownstone, I always think about our marital bed and how irresponsible it would be for me to share this with another person. When I measure my worth based on how much I can willingly give myself to others, though I am burdened. Sleep has always been a strange thing for me. Throughout my childhood, I've zombie-walked myself in and out of bedrooms, slurring words I do not say to anyone during the day. I've hooked and jabbed and stabbed and moved and thrown my fist into the wall next to my bed. I still have nightmares of horror movie-like deaths and other vile images. Now, when it comes to sleep, I either do too much of it or none at all. Wrapped up in a 10-year-old comforter and 3-day-old stench, rotting in the disapproval of myself, I have never been a good thing. I ask myself if there is a word for this. Myself say, nah, you don't got that clinical disorder that plagues people. You just be sad all the time. Last night, I called the boy who is unrequited love in my phone, and he did not answer. Again, and suddenly, I'm submerged in tears. And suddenly, my hand is tight around my neck. And suddenly, I slap myself across the face, both hands, both sides, 18, 19, 20 times. It was painful, but it didn't hurt. I wake up this morning and I cannot feel my jaw. My face sits like stone, impossible for a smile to break through it. What is a feeling that you just never stop feeling? Love? Depression? I keep saying today I'm going to push myself. And no, not off of a ledge, and not out of a window. Suicidal thoughts break into my mind when it be most idle, when I be most weary, when today was just too long and my temper was just too short. What would this do to whomever I decide to give my hand, along with the rest of me? What about when I lie awake chanting, I fucking hate myself, I fucking hate myself, I fucking hate myself? Would that disturb them? When I am more sickness than I am health, are night terrors the slow death that do us part? Should I warn him to build his arms strong enough to catch me when I jump, fall? Should I sleep with him before marriage to show what monster I be, to show a mind that is an eviction notice, to show him exactly what kind of body he is getting himself into?